this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting is scheduled to be held on Wednesday, November 17th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Pines Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time is 7:30 p.m. The Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hertz is required to access this repeater system. Timeout check. Take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KA8RLC. From stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements, ARRL bulletins or formal traffic to pass for this evening's net. Please call your call sign, and this is KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
November 8, Papa, Victor, Charlie, John.
Recognize KD8IIB Kevin and NATVC John. Any other stations with business for this evening's net? We will now start taking check-ins, and we'll divide Franklin County up using Interstate 70 and 71 as our dividing points. So those stations that are north of I-70 and east of I-71, the northeast quadrant, please call KA8RLC.
Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa, John, KD8RTP.
NAOMT.
PWR, Scott.
Northeast Quadrant have KD8RTP John, NAYMTJ, and KAPWR Scott. Any other stations, Northeast Quadrant, please call.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
KD8OFT, have you down, Daniel? Moving on to the southeast quadrant, that's south of I-70 and east of I-71. Southeast quadrant, please call KA8RLC.
Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8CMW.
MW Paul, have you down. Last call, southeast quadrant. Moving on over then to the southwest quadrant. We're now, again, south of I-70 and west of I-71. Southwest quadrant, please call KA8RLC.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Delta 8, Kilo, Sierra, India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Okay, so far in the southwest quadrant, we have W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQY, Denny, KD8KSI, Holly. Anyone else in the southwest quadrant, please call K8RLC.
KD8HVX, Jim.
HVX got you down, Jim. I think you started off with a double assembly. There's another station out there. Please call.
November 8, Uniform Tango, India, N8UTI, Ed.
Have you down. Last call, Southwest Quadrant. Move up to the Northwest Quadrant. So now we are north of I-70 and west of I-71. Northwest Quadrant, please call K8RLC.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, Sharon, N8SEY.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor. W8RV, Ken.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray, KE8KJX, Dan.
KE8ANW, Brian.
Stand by. Have N8SEY, Sharon, W8RV, Ken. KE8KJX Dan and KE8ANW Brian. Anyone else, Northwest Quadrant, please call.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8VJF, Mark.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa, Frank K8OVP.
Additionally, N8VJF Mark and K8OVP Frank. Last call on Northwest Quadrant. Please call K8RLC. Okay, at this time we'll go for any stations that have been missed inside or outside of Franklin County. Anyone else listening in this evening that would like to check in the net, please call K8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar, November, Patrick, KD8IOM.
KD8SJQ, Terry, westbound 70, in and out.
KD8IOM, Patrick, have you down, and Terry, SJQ, can I get your prefix, please?
Yes, sir. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Sierra, Juliet, Quebec.
WB8SJQ, thank you much for saying hello this evening. One last call. Any other stations wishing to check in this evening, please call KA8RLC. Somebody may have tried, but it had a weak signal. Can you try once more? But this is KA8RLC. Hearing nothing else at this time, we'll go back to those stations having announcements. Start off with Kevin, KD8IIB. The microphone is yours, sir.
Hi,
I will do my usual reminder of upcoming NEPs, and then I will start recruiting for November. Next week, October 27th, KD8ION, Patrick, and next week will be a Simplex NET. Patrick, I have a question for you. Do you want to do 146.46?
That will be fine with me, Kevin, KD8ION.
Okay, we'll send an email reminder out right before the net and give that frequency. November 3rd is KE8ANW, Brian. I have openings for November 10th, 17th, and 24th. Anybody on the air tonight would like to sign up for one of those dates? Call now. To get some doubles and triples there, but I guess one more try. November 10th, 17th, or 24th. Coming up quick.
I'll see. The 17th is in person, but you go ahead and give me the 10th.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't mark that on my calendar or on my sign-up sheet. November 10th, Cal, got you down. How about 24th? November filled, so we'll get some other people later, maybe at the end person. Back to net, KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. And once again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday evening net. Any additional stations wish to check in this evening, please call KARLC.
Kilo 6, Hotel Romeo Uniform, K6HRU checking in. My name is Bruce, and I'm in the northwest quadrant. Over.
Thank you, Bruce. Next announcement, John, NAPVC, go ahead with your...
Oh, I missed your transmission. Try that again.
K6HRU, got you recognized for checking in. And John, N8PVC, go ahead with your announcement.
Okay, I'm not aware of any announcement right now.
Okay, sir. Next on the list is saying we recap any events that they have. Well, I guess I should put out my announcement first. Coming up this weekend is, at least for right now, the last event that's on our the Greenview Pumpkin Run. It is Saturday morning, the 23rd. Start time for the run is 9 o'clock, so that'd be like 8:30-ish, be on site. It's a 5K, so it'll probably be done by a little after 10, so you should be out of there by 10:30. So it's a two-hour commitment. Still need around two or three more people to properly staff that. So anyone on net wishing to help out Saturday morning with the Grandview Heights Pumpkin Run, please call KARLC.
Now, NAPVC, you can put me down there.
N8FEEDJF, you can put me down as well.
No FT, sign me up. E8ANW, Cal, do you have me down already?
Brian, I have you, Frank, Sharon, and Marcel, additional to the ones that checked in this evening. So that pretty well, that should take care of us, so never hurts to have one or two more. Anyone else, please call K8RLC.
I believe KWG will be net control. This is K2EB.
Okay, Frank, I will send her the information. Thank you, everyone. This thing, I added PVC, VJF, and OFT to that. Next on the thing, we'll ask any additional check-ins for this evening. Please call K8RLC. Okay, the list now says that we say any events that happened in the last week, and I believe we had a Halloween party in Reynoldsburg on Saturday night. K8ANW, you were there for that. Any comments?
Nope. Want to thank everybody for showing up, coming. No, it was great. Had a good time. If it comes around again, I will do it again, that's for sure. KE8ANW, thanks to all who helped with it.
NAPBC.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, that was a very good event. Lasted roughly 4 hours. We might need another person or two. There are some dark areas in there, but it worked out well, and the food was free. So it was a great time, even with the cold weather.
Comments that the food was quite good and plentiful.
Yes, NAPBC.
Okay, well, I think we covered that for our Saturday night event. Then on Sunday we had, Marathon. I want to thank everyone who came out. A lot of you are on the net tonight, were there, except majority of you are on the net tonight, were there. Turned out, at least my final count, we had 32 people, and when I added up the hours today and figured it out, rounding this and that, I came up with like 200.25 hours, so a little over 200 hours of volunteer time was put into that, so I thank you all very much. And now I will take comments from anyone that worked the event, that basically this is our hot water right now. This is K8RLC.
CMW.
Paul, go ahead.
To apologize for what happened Sunday morning, and Kevin will attest to this, made one transmission, actually made two on one battery pack, and it died. Didn't even make one on the other battery pack before it died. So with the help of Kevin, we did our position by text messaging over the cell network. But and I'd forgot to take my alkaline pack with me. So I felt bad. I can guarantee you that won't happen again. So, but anyway, it sounded like everything went good. At least on our part, had no problems. But I felt terrible that had no way to communicate other than by cell phone with net control. Back to you, Cal, KB8CMW.
Well, good. Well, it worked out for us. We were able to get to you and from you when it was necessary to communicate, so that did work out. So, saying we use alternative methods, and we have to be prepared for that. So, I remind everyone to check your batteries before we go out on events. Anyone else with any comments from the marathon, please call K8RLC.
NAPBC.
John?
NAPBC, one thing that I noticed was security was significantly higher this year. And after my assignment was, my first assignment was over, there was significant difficulty getting to my second assignment. Broad Street was locked down for a long time before they would allow traffic on it. So I ended up having to get on the freeway and go somewhere I didn't want to be to turn around and get to where I needed to be. As far as security goes, I noticed when the route, before the runners actually got to my spot at the water stop one, the motorcycle policeman actually went down crossing streets and came back to the main part of the route, and I'm guessing that was part of some sort of security protocol that they had. And other than that, it was good weather and a great time. This is NAPBC.
Okay, John, I'm not sure why they were slow on closing things back down there. Should have cleared out from there, but maybe just getting things started with the front end of it. But, yeah, I noted other comments I've heard. Security was a little bit higher around the entire course. Anyone else with any comments, please call K8RLC.
K8PWR.
Go ahead, Scott.
I was at a Waterstop 3, and we had a great experience there. You know, like I said, the weather was great and everything. One note that I do have is we could have used some cones or reflective vests or something. When it was still dark out, there weren't any streetlights by our water stop, and there was still traffic, and they were trying to work on the side of the road. It would have been nice to have a little bit of something there to get keep traffic off them a little bit better.
OFT info.
Go ahead.
I ran into that at a previous event and was able to pick up some reflective triangles on eBay that I deployed for this particular event, so I was glad to have those in my car trunk just as part of my event kit, so something worth looking into. KD8 OFT.
Up in my final report and stuff of any issues and stuff about the around Waterstop 3 and the lighting situation. Okay, so once again, this is the Franklin County, Ohio ARES Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station is K8RLC. Any additional stations that have shown up that wish to check in, please call. Being none there, any additional comments on Marathon, please call.
W8RV.
W8RV, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, Cal, I think you also doubled on your last transmission with somebody at the early part of it. I was just going to comment that I was at Waterstop 12, which is about milepost 17, and it would be helpful, and as a matter of fact, the Waterstop captains asked that I see if we could get a little more information as things progress. Those of us downstream kind of need to know where the front is, where the main body is, and where the end is. I know for one of those things, we heard they were at Waterstop 5, and suddenly they were at Waterstop 11, and since we were 12, it was kind of a surprise. Perhaps even stimulated by net control, just an inquiry as to where some of those things are progressing would help those of us downstream. Thanks, W8RV, clear.
Okay, Ken, I so noted. And yes, we will work on those. We had a little bit of just from personnel things of getting the right people to the right places this year for a couple of the stops. Actually, the stop before you did not have a operator there, so we didn't get a mark of them coming by there. And sometimes some of our reports coming out of the lead cars were confusing as to what was where. But we will work on that, and that's in my notes for next year. Any other stations with comments, please call K8RLC.
Hi, this is K8ANW. I talked to Tony last night, and they had trouble once again on Broad Street of people that were going quote-unquote eastbound we're jumping over to the water stop 4 and then going back over and running instead of going on down to water stop 2. I don't know if there's any way we could make those two closer together or put them at a corner, right there at the corner, like the 6-point mile mark. I don't know if that would be helpful or not.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, Tony sent me a lengthy email about that, and it's in my notes in the seat. Yeah, it's an issue there. My thought would be possibly toning off between there so that the runners can't cross the road to get over there as such or something to that effect. But, again, I will put that in my notes to the marathon.
Thank you very much for all your work. I appreciate it. This is KE8ANW.
OVP.
OVP, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, they said we didn't need to track the front runner because they were all chipped, but apparently they're reading the chips and writing it down but not getting it into the hamnet, so we don't know where the they probably have that information, and if they could get that to a ham operator, it would be useful. Otherwise, we should just go to back to reporting first runner and so forth. KWP.
We did have the information, Frank, and we just didn't broadcast it out because we were getting the reports from the lead cruiser who was right in front of the lead runner. What we didn't have was somebody in front of the lead wheelchairs, so that was a little bit of the confusion.
KD8ION.
ION, go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, this was my first time being in the lead cruiser, and I was unfortunately in the back seat, which made visibility a little difficult sometimes, seeing the mile markers, especially early on in the course when there's a ton of signage, and it was pretty hard to pick out the mile markers as we drove by them. Once we got out of downtown and on Broad Street, I began to see them easier. And I mistakenly called out mile 7 early on in the course because I saw the 7, but that was on the opposite side of the road. So, anyways, issue there. I would agree with the crossing over of runners from the eastbound to westbound of Broad Street, which is actually a counterflow, if you will, if you want to think of it that way, because the eastbound is on the north side of Broad Street. We actually almost hit a runner because she came flying out of porta potties on the southern side of Broad Street and wasn't paying attention and almost ran right into it. Now, she shouldn't have been on that side of Broad Street, so I agree some cones with some caution tape or some plastic tape in between those areas where they should not be crossing over would be probably a good idea. Break.
KB8CMW comment. Cal, and what in regards to the comment about that, out around East High School, the Portageons were on the south side of Broad, but not on the north side. So them runners, even though they were on their way out going east, they still crossed over to go to the restroom. And that is a major area out there that is just, it's just crammed with people. And yes, they need some way better than what they have. Now, one thing we noticed that John Appleby did tell me that they used a lot of cones and a lot of caution tape on the side streets this year. I guess they didn't have a lot of police, but maybe having caution tape all the way out through there
to keep the runners from crossing over Broad Street to go to the Portageons, or have Portageons on both sides. Now, I did see Portageons on both sides, but in that one case, right out there around East High School, they didn't have them on both sides. Back to the net. This is KB8 CMW.
That's what I'm putting together here. Patrick, do you have anything else?
I did. Thank you, Cal. The other issue the lead vehicle had, not only the lead cruiser, but the vehicle, race vehicle, directly behind the lead cruiser, was when we exited the bicycle path near Med Tent 2, you go from the bicycle path onto a road. It was nearly impossible to navigate the cones, the trees, the street signs to get down onto that side street. Did look in my look back, and I saw Holly try moving cones out of the way for the vehicle. KSI did, but it was kind of too late. They were kind of beyond that point. So there needs to be a better vehicle flow to get vehicles down off of that bike path onto the side road. Back to that, KD8 Island.
Okay, sir, thank you for that. Once again, I will say this is KA8RLC, and this is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. I'll look and see if anybody else showed up and wants to check in. Please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Charlie Lima, that's KD8SCL, Brett.
SCL Brett, welcome to the net this evening. Okay, with that, I'll go and take another round. Anyone else have any comments about Marathon? Please call. Okay, well, we got that. I've got a lot of good notes here that I will pass on in my final report. I'll open it up now for any other topics or discussions anyone has for the net this evening. Please call KA8RLC. No further business or check-ins. I'm now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur and Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is K8RLC, returning repeater to normal amateur use. K8RLC, and I'll be clear.